Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Let me offer an advance warning to the big spending, greedy, do nothing, me first, country second crowd in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street. Change is coming, and it's coming on January the 20th.
We can't steer ourselves out of the crisis if the new driver is getting directions from the old driver. And that's what this election's all about.
The presidential candidates there speaking, John McCain speaking in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday, and Barack Obama speaking in Las Vegas, both talking about the economy. And, you know, it's hard to imagine another campaign where from week to week what's on the minds of Americans and what's center stage in the news headlines and the general national discourse has changed so radically. 4 weeks ago, Democratic National Convention. A week after that, the ascendancy of Sarah Palin. Now the economy, stupid, is on the minds of everybody. What does this do to pollsters attempting to create a portrait of what's going on in the campaign? There's a new CBS New York Times poll out, and here to tell us about it is Adam Nagorny of the New York Times. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
It must be difficult to try to create a portrait of the trends in the campaign right now, but what does this poll show as far as you can tell?
I think one of the advantages of this poll is that we waited a couple of weeks after both conventions and the choice of vice presidential candidates to go out there and poll people. One of the difficulties, I think, is that people went out there and started polling with all this sort of flux going on, and people reacted very quickly to what was going on at the conventions and the vice presidential candidates. So I think this gives you a fairly good snapshot right now of where we are. And what it suggests, frankly, is that things have not changed dramatically from where we were before the conventions, that overall the two conventions and the selections of the vice presidential candidates by Senator McCain and Senator Obama didn't dramatically change the landscape in any sort of lasting way, at least for now. It did suggest, the poll basically shows that it tied. It did suggest that Senator McCain has so far had difficulty accomplishing what has been appeared to be his main task even before this latest economic meltdown, which was to try to seize the mantle of change away from Senator Obama. By a vast majority, people say that that Senator Obama is more likely to bring change to Washington than Senator McCain.
The fact that the numbers are relatively even, does that suggest that both bases, Republican and Democratic, are now energized and, you know, it's playing out the way elections have in the past? Or does it mean that neither candidate is offering a real clearly delineated proposal in light of the economic meltdown that we're seeing?
I mean, the first thing is this is and remains a very divided country. As unpopular as I think Republicans are right now and President Bush is, this is a very divided country. One thing that Senator McCain clearly accomplished with his convention and with his selection of Governor Palin as his running mate was to energize his base, was to get Republicans to get in line behind him. And I think that you see on both sides that party partisans are getting behind their candidate, which typically happens in a race at this point. I think what's going on now is you have a group of undecided voters who are not atypically waiting to make a decision until the end. And I think it's for all the reasons we talked about. People have concerns about both candidates, and they're not quite ready to close the deal yet. And that's not surprising. We have three debates to go. You know, we're still 8 weeks out. So that's where we are, I think.
Adam, some of the details of the poll are interesting, particularly those about white women. There was a real difference prior to the conventions between McCain and Obama, McCain doing much better. But this poll shows something different.
Yeah, again, that's one of the areas where we've seen a lot of movement in polls between various polls. And you got to be very careful, say, in comparing one operations polls to another operations poll, like a New York Times poll to a Washington Post poll. What we saw was that McCain had a significant but relatively slight edge among women, white women, before the convention, and if they're now, they're basically even. Now, there were a series of polls right after the selection of Senator Palin, which suggested that Senator McCain had received an increase in women's support among white women of various degrees, in some cases large. Now, I think that is possible, and that would be the same effect that we saw with Geraldine Ferraro when Walter Mondale selected her in 1984, which is that there was a momentary move of women to his ticket, and they sort of moved away. So that might be what's going on here right now.
Well, it sounds like it's more a signal than it is noise right now, and that we are in an even race. Next stop, next event, of course, is the debate next Friday, the first debate next Friday. Adam Nagorny, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Adam Nagorny of the New York Times talking about the new CBS New York Times poll, which shows a pretty even presidential race. Adora.
And John, we're going to continue our discussion on the anxieties of the market.